mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Republic is in very perilous times. At every level, our freedoms are being systematically assaulted, dismantled, incinerated, decimated, terminated, annihilated, ground beneath the treads of one world government and a corrupt elite that sees humans as the cheapest commodity on the planet as trash. I'm going to jam a bunch of calls in right now, and Dar Jamal, who's been inside Iraq, will join us to get into the whole Iran-Iraq situation. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Brian in New York. Brian, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Listen, I was reading here, Woodrow Wilson. He was an ex-president, 28th president of the United States.
Yes, he's the guy that tried to give us the League of Nations.
Oh, yeah, not only that, didn't the IRS start with him, too?
A lot of bad things. Yes,
yeah.
Federal Reserve, everything.
Yeah, right, okay. The great monopoly in this country is the money monopoly. So long as it exists,
Yeah, let me just paraphrase his quote, sir. I don't know if we have a lot of time to read quotes here. He was their servant until his last 6 months in office. Then he woke up that he'd been manipulated by House.
Colonel?
Yes, out of Austin, Texas. Yeah, and then he started giving speeches against the bankers, and then they killed him.
Isn't that 1911, the court by Justice Brandeis, all those people's money?
Well, they killed him on a train, I believe. What was it, 1918?
Yeah. Listen to this one. You ever hear this word, cockalorum? C-O-C-K-A-L-O-R-U-M?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a colloquialism. A self-important little man. I like to hear that be said more and more often. Huh? Think about it.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. I'm going to jam in as many as possible. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Bobby in California, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Bobby.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I have a lot to say, so I'm going to go fast. First of all, thank you for everything you do, and I'd like to thank Charlie Sheen for everything he's doing. And I can tell him to stay strong and remember it's like the Matrix. All you have to do is keep getting up and fighting the New World Order. And all you thousands of celebrities out there listening right now, you should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah, let's wait and see what happens to Charlie. Yeah, let's throw a tuna man in the shark tank and see what happens. And let's give all the sharks plenty of time to focus in on Charlie. What's it been, over a month now since Charlie spoke out?
It's been almost two months.
Oh, 2 months. Yeah, maybe they could wait and see if they try to kill Charlie, maybe say some kind words at his funeral.
He went public on March 20th, and they've already put him through a massive lying meat grinder.
Do you think you guys are going to be part of the New World Order? Because unless you may survive phases, but unless you're down with drinking blood and raping little children, you ain't New World Order material. And a lot of listeners might be scared because the agency is listening on the phone. We should start every phone conversation with Chicago Tribune, DynaCorp, child sex slavery rings. Are these people that are listening on the phone, are they down with child sex slavery? Are you guys down with this? It's sickening.
Oh, you're right.
You guys are just going to sit by and, I mean, this is going on. I mean, you could at least call Alex and say, I'm not down with I'm not down with child sex slavery rings or I don't approve of DynaCorp. It's just sickening.
No, I agree, sir, and I appreciate your call. It is normal to be upset by this. Yes, Chicago Tribune, BBC, DynaCorp and Halliburton have lobbyists in D.C. lobbying for the Army to not enforce laws against Kellogg, Brown and Root and other subsidiaries who are engaging in massive child kidnapping and child slavery. Mainstream news, and no one's going to stop them. It's going to continue. Oh, the government wouldn't carry out 9/11. They just admit that 1.2 million women and children are kidnapped out of Europe each year. 1.2 million. Out of sight, out of mind, the government's good.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer, I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll get into more of the international news, more of the national news. Your phone calls in this third hour. We've got 51 minutes left. Toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Dar Jamal came into town over the weekend and gave a speech here at the University of Texas. And, of course, we've had Dar on several times. He is a journalist who has spent quite a bit of time in the Middle East and in Iraq, including in areas like Fallujah. And we like to have him on every few months to give us an update from his contacts in and outside of Iraq with those contacts about what's really going on there. And I also wanted to get his view concerning Iran. Dar Jamal, it's always good to have you on with us.
No, thanks for having me, Alex.
Since the last caller brought up the Chicago Tribune and DynCorp and Halliburton, white slavery rings in Europe and the Middle East, this is mainstream news and not debated. They have open lobbyists in D.C. lobbying the federal government not to enforce federal laws against Halliburton and DynCorp. I wanted to get your take on John Yoo a few months ago. We can't let this slip by us. In a CFR debate in Chicago, and it was recorded, we played it here several times, saying that, yes, he wrote memos that they torture children in front of their parents, and, yes, sexually, and that that's okay. Out of the gates, to illustrate the barbarity of these inhuman creatures, I wanted to see if you were aware of all that and get your take on it.
I am, because particularly regarding Iraq, this is actually something that has been out in the open for quite some time now, that Halliburton is trafficking people, DynCorp is trafficking people in Iraq, sex slaves, as well as, of course, just slave labor that they're using to run their operations there. So on U.S. bases, as well as other parts around Iraq, where anywhere where KBR is involved, this sort of thing's going on and has been going on for a long time. And
By the way, folks, that is not our opinion. I want the magnitude to sink in that from Eastern Europe to Central Europe to Central Asia, this is just going on right out in the open. They'll grab whole villages. The men go to brick factories. The women get sold into sex slavery or to textile mills worldwide. I mean, this is pure evil, like the bad guys in movies, and it comes out in major papers and no one gets in trouble.
It really is, and I think maybe one way to look at it that will help people understand it is that we're talking about a brutal empire. The U.S. has a brutal imperialist power at this point. And look at empires in the past. They would go in and rape and pillage villages and take people and send them off into slave laborers or try to turn them into their own soldiers. This is exactly what we're seeing happening in Iraq and then other places where the U.S. is trying to further its agenda at this point.
Now, when you say U.S., the global crime syndicate that seized our country as an engine of this and is turning America itself into a high-tech control grid, you've been over there, you've seen this. What do you think of the letter from the Iranian president that, again, is quite gracious and calls Bush His Excellency and all this other disgusting stuff, but unprecedented, lost a lot of face doing that. He took a big risk, and literally Condoleezza Rice used it as toilet paper in front of the entire world.
Yeah, it really is a disgrace, but not surprising, and I'm sure you weren't surprised by this administration's reaction to that letter. And I did. I actually just read the letter in its entirety yesterday and was very impressed. And, you know, really, of course, it's not surprising that this would make them angry, because it essentially had their number and really asked them extremely pointed and very good questions about their policy and the, you know, them being hypocrites and the way that they function and such. And, of course, this was outright rejected, because the bottom line is these people have an agenda. They are going to go into Iran, and the question is not if, but when.
Dar, there's no doubt that Bush will probably blow something up when he does it and blame it on Iran. And then if Iran defends itself, that'll be the ultimate outrage. And, oh, my gosh, can you believe they're fighting back? So I think we're going to go into full-bore dictatorship. Aaron Zellman, JPFO, just said that last hour. A lot of people are using the dictator word.
Right, and that is a deep concern. And I think, you know, my question at this point is, what will happen? You know, how will they go about doing this? Because if we look at how other regimes in the past have done this, for example, Germany, it was the collapse of the economy that precipitated it, and I wouldn't be so surprised to see something like that happen here as well.
Gold's over 704 last time I checked.
Right, and I think that's a big indicator, and I think that's really just the beginning. I think we should all expect that to really continue to go through the roof as more and more people say, hey, I better do what I can to get out of this.
By the way, Dar Jamal, we have the official Israeli 1983-84 plan. We put up a Kurt Nemo article about it a few days ago, but it's been in the Jerusalem Post, where they said we'll use the U.S. to break it up in 3 to 4 parts. We want a quagmire. Our own Pentagon documents agree with Israel's analysis. They want our economy to fall apart. They want to get into a slug out with Iran. They want to force the American people to get sucked into World War III, and Bush is now calling it World War III.
Right, and you know, there's inextricable links between this administration and the Zionists in Israel, and the fact that now, again, just in the last week, with I guess it's Joe Biden talking about dividing Iraq into three, and like this is some sort of legitimate policy that would offer some sort of solution. And you said it, really, and this information's been out there for decades, that the Israeli cause wants Iraq split into three, sort of.
They want the whole Middle East balkanized.
Right. And unfortunately, right now, that is what we're seeing. And I think Iran would be another huge step towards furthering that or broadening that.
Well, I hope the liberals find out that Bush and Fox hired a PR firm for the illegal alien demonstrations, and that their own official plan says they have a balkanization plan for this country. People who say, well, why can't the Arabs get it? Why are they fighting with each other? Why can't they see it? It's the same plan here in America, folks, and we can't see it either.
Well, I think that's a very good point. And, you know, another where we caught a little glimpse of this a little ways back is when a lot of press came out about the U.S. making up and planting false news stories in Iraq. And they, of course, but did they consider the fact that those might be read by people back over here? And there's essentially blowback happening here regarding their media tactics. And well, certainly that's intentional. And certainly,
well, it was ruled that it's illegal that Bush spent $1.6 billion for fake news here. And he said, I'm above the law. I'll keep doing it.
Right, and which another report, which I imagine you've discussed, that came out, I saw last week, that he's broken at minimum 755 laws since he's been sitting in the position of president.
Boston Globe.
Right. As well as domestically, yeah. So it's really, you know, I think it's very clear, it's a no-brainer to say that we shouldn't put anything past these individuals. They're capable of anything.
You've been over in the Middle East for months and months every year. Are they just in complete horror? Do they realize how serious things are here?
Who's that?
I mean, just the general population of Iraq and others, do they realize how serious things are here in the U.S.?
I don't think so, unfortunately. I think a lot of that's because the situation there is so dire that people are essentially in survival mode. So those that do get a chance to read some of the media and understand what's happening over here are very concerned and do have a pretty clear idea of what's happening. But most people are, unfortunately, literally in a just survival mode of let's hope we don't get blown up today and how can we get some food today.
I just can't believe how evil we've become and how we're being used for such evil. I mean, the Germans were pretty moral people before World War II, and look how they got seduced into wickedness. Look at the Russians with the Soviets. Look at it all. I mean, Dar, it's really happening. We're sitting here like the Cassandra effect. We know what's going to happen. We knew what was going to happen before. We were right about it, and now we're just going to have to watch our whole country go to hell in a handbasket and a bunch of other innocent people die, and they're going to blow the daylights out of Iran. Israel and others are talking about nuking them.
Well, and that's what absolutely astounds me is that here we are sitting here, because I can remember it wasn't that long ago that even under, for example, the Reagan administration, which of course I was no fan of, but they of course abhorred even the mention of using nuclear weapons and this sort of thing. And now here we have people talking about it like it's just a different kind of weapon that we're going to use, so get ready for it. And where's the outcry here? Why are more people not absolutely jumping out of their skin to do everything they can to stop this? Because it does look quite inevitable at this point, short of some massive uprising here in the States, which, from where we're sitting here today, it certainly doesn't look like it's going to happen.
You know, I think, I know most Americans are upset and know what's going on. Just look at the polls. Bush is now down to 30 in a Gallup poll, and polls I respect show him at 25% from 26, 27 just 2 weeks ago. So he's plunging. And again, he's just a figurehead for this whole globalist agenda. But Dar, still, the population knows what's going on, but they're completely neutralized. They're impotent. They feel impotent. They just sit there like jellyfish waiting for the other boom to drop.
Well, I agree, and I think that's the big problem, and I think that you mentioned it very specifically earlier about this propaganda campaign being waged at home against the citizens of this country, making everyone feel that, well, they can't do anything, and why go take some sort of action to try to stop this? And it's been very effective because people do feel neutralized and impotent. Oh, what can I do? It's not going to make any difference anyway. And the reality is that that is a facade, that it really wouldn't take that much of a movement of people standing up to change things that are the direction that this country is going in right now.
I want to get into some of the things you witnessed in Iraq and some of the new info you've got for us and take some calls, Dar, Jamal. But getting back to John Yoo, who was one of the chief counsels of the White House, how do you get up in front of 1,000 CFR members and talk about sexually torturing children? I mean, these people scare me. These are really dark, evil people. I don't understand. I mean, they are just so evil right out in the open. They're a bunch of Jeffrey Dahmers.
They are. They're absolute lunatics, and I think that's a critical thing that as many people in this country understand that they're not just sick, they're not just demented, they're not just profit-driven, but these people are absolute lunatics that they will argue this in public shamelessly. And but the good part of that is we see very clearly what we're dealing with and what they're capable of, and that they're not going to stop at anything in regards to their agenda. And I think people need to understand this, and that these people are literal war criminals, as well as I think it could be argued that they're criminally insane as well.
No, I mean, sure, exactly. I mean, old social architects would do things smoothly and, you know, very coldly, but they wouldn't dance around. I mean, Richard Pearl goes to Jenner parties and brags to women that he's ordered the deaths of thousands. I mean, this is in the mainstream news. These people are sick.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
My friends, I don't mean to bring up the Dying Court child kidnapping ring so much, but how can I not? How can I not talk about Halliburton KBR? A caller raised it before Dar came on in the first segment of this hour. I mean, they really are doing this. They really are arguing for it. These people are horrible monsters out in front of everyone. And then I hear neocons on talk radio going, turn the whole place into a parking lot. But then two-thirds of Americans in a major study can't even find Iraq on a map. It is painfully obvious that this country's gone to hell in a handbasket. And don't just think we're going to have an elite that does things like this to women and children overseas and gets away with it. They're not going to pull scams here. They are pulling scams. Dar, I mean, I've been bringing up a lot of issues. What are some issues you want to discuss, some things you want to talk about?
Well, I think, and again, it's beating another dead horse, but one that we have to keep bringing to the attention of as many people as possible is the fact that the situation in Iraq, it's not just staying the same. It's, everyone knows it's in bad shape, and there's many, many problems there, but it's horrific. It's an atrocity there every day, where even the Baghdad morgue reports an average of 85 bodies a day being brought in. Bodies are turning up daily from death squads, of course, which were started by John Negroponte when he was the U.S. ambassador there. And the situation is just in, it's in total meltdown mode, where another study found that approximately one-third of all the children there are deeply malnourished, which is even worse than during the sanctions. Violence continues unabated, and it's simply only continuing to get worse and will continue to get worse.
And the official Pentagon plan was to balkanize. Their public plan is to bring them freedom and popsicles and happiness and Disney World. But the real plan is to break it up in 3 to 4 parts and have everyone killing each other. And even Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst, says that he believes our government was behind the big mosque bombing.
Well, and I actually believe that, too. I believe there's irrefutable proof coming from several witnesses at that scene, as well as one person in one of the Iraqi ministries who came out and made that accusation, as well as one of the leading Shia clerics, Muqtada al-Sadr, immediately blamed U.S./Israel/the U.K. for carrying out a black operation.
Well, we caught MI6's military arm, SAS, dressed up like Arabs shooting police driving around with car bombs.
Right, exactly, down in the south, and even more recently in Tikrit, another car, very similar incident, two so-called Western contractors were caught in an unmarked car with explosives once again, and this was just in as recently as March.
And by the way, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. A lot of times it's British or U.S. forces that are catching these people.
Yeah, you're exactly right. In fact, there's been British forces dressing up as U.S. forces going out to carry out their covert operations. So to say it's a mess is a bit of an understatement.
You've been in Iraq quite a bit over the last 3 years. Who's doing most of the dirty work? From my research, it looks like the British, then the Israelis, then the Americans.
That is really hard to say, and you're probably a better authority than I am on that. For sure, we have hard evidence that it's happening, and for sure it's being carried out by not by Iraqis or the so-called terrorist organizations there. But as far as who's carrying out the most, is you're probably a bit more qualified to answer that than me. But without a doubt, it is being carried out by all three entities that you mentioned.
And again, folks, they will trigger it. When everybody settles down, they'll go blow up a mosque or blow up a shrine or blow up a school and then blame it on, say, Shiites. Then they go attack the Sunnis. And then if things settle down again, they'll blow up some Shiite area. And they just, and then there is real fighting that ensues after that.
Well, you're exactly right. And I think the important question that people need to ask themselves when we see this sort of thing happen, and as you said, it will happen again, I totally agree, is who benefits? Does it benefit the Iraqi resistance to go blow up a shrine, a Shia or Sunni shrine, and then cause infighting against the Iraqi people when their main goal is to get the occupation forces out of their country? Or does it benefit the occupation forces or the powers behind that to generate this fighting, which then causes Iraqis to fight more amongst themselves as opposed to unifying against the occupation forces?
And it's just going to go on forever. I mean, most Iraqis and polls I've seen believe it's an inside job, and they've caught them a bunch. American, British, and Israeli have all been caught red-handed multiple times. Mainstream news doing this. But still, some Iraqis get stirred up and get into the middle of this fracas. Where do you see Iraq going? They say we'll be there for decades and decades.
Well, without a doubt, just looking at the military documents and the Joint Vision 2020 and the Quadrennial Defense Review Report that came out just this past February, everything points in the same direction, and it's that this is U.S. policy. I mean, these are permanent bases. They are there to stay. They're not leaving. So that's the bad news.
We're going to come back and take calls on any issue you wish to discuss, listeners. It all ties back into this global empire. And we'll get into any other key issues that Dar Jamal wants to discuss and what he's going to be doing in the future. This man has unbelievable courage. We're honored to have him. And I've got to cover Iraq, folks. I am ashamed. I feel dirty. This will not be done in my name or my family's name. I am totally against this dirty war.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to go back to Dar Jamal here in just 3 minutes, then we'll go to Dan and Charlie and Thomas and Bobby and many others that are patiently holding. Tell you about Dar Jamal's website and a lot more. We have links to it on Infowars.com. But I promised to do this. This is one of the new tracks off of Neil Young's new album. And at least he woke up. I mean, he bought into the propaganda day one after the government staged 9/11. But now he's really woken up. And here's just one of many tracks off of his new album that he's released for free over the Internet. Here it is. track. And there's a bunch of others that are even better. It's not the best if you download it off the web for some reason. It sounds better online. You can just type in Neil Young's new album. You can find it all over the Internet. Dar Jamal, it is good news that even people that were sucked into the propaganda, like Neil Young, are now waking up to the fact that America is becoming a dictatorship.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned it earlier with the polls showing, you know, the best-case poll showing that Bush's approval rating's down to 30%, and, you know, who these people are is probably, you know, the folks that are still hanging on to this agenda, the folks that Stephen Colbert mentioned as being the backwash in his talk recently in Washington, D.C. But, yeah, without a doubt, I think it's very clear that is the good news, is the vast, we are in the majority now as far as people that really see what's happening here, see what the agenda of these people actually is.
Dar, we're going to go to some calls in a few minutes, but what are some of the other issues that you think are most important right now? Do you have any ideas of how to stop the attack on Iran? I mean, you and others just act like it's a foregone conclusion.
Well, I kind of go back and forth on that. On my more cynical days, I do come off as it being more of a foregone conclusion, but I do think without a doubt that with some very effective organizing and more people really getting it, that I think that this enough hell could be raised here basically to stop that from happening. But I'm not an organizer myself, so I don't really understand like what would be the best and most effective technique to make that happen.
What was the most uplifting thing in all your time you spent in the Middle East and Iraq and other areas? What was the most uplifting thing you witnessed, and what was the most painful, saddening thing that you witnessed?
I think the most uplifting thing is that now, by far and away, the most recent poll I saw was 92% of Iraqis are totally against the occupation and really see the U.S. agenda and really get that this has nothing to do with bringing them liberation or freedom or any of those other nice propaganda terms, and they want this to end immediately. And that is hopeful to me, that because at the beginning that wasn't the case, that many people did believe this was about, you know, the kind of the benevolent empire coming to help them.
Oh, no, it's not about Saddam, who the U.S. put in. That's part of the record, leaving. No, he's gone now. It's about keeping the crisis going, and they figured that out.
They did, yeah. Most people there are very clear in knowing that the only solution is an end to the occupation.
Let me just say this. Whenever I talk to Arabs on the street, or I talk to even Kurds, and there's a lot of folks like that live here in Austin with a university town, or when I talk to people who consider themselves to be Persian, they are really tuned into world politics. They really understand that you can't trust governments. They don't trust their own governments. They're not naive. And then you talk to Americans or even Europeans, and they're just in la-la land.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that kind of ties in with what I was saying, is politically they're much more astute and advanced and worldly in understanding that all governments use propaganda and have their own agendas, and it doesn't behoove, that agenda does not help the average citizen in that country, and they're very up on that, very up on what the U.S. is doing there, including their plans for Iran.
The second part, what was the most horrible thing you've seen in Iraq?
I think the thing, whenever I'm asked that, I always think of when I was in Fallujah and watching women and children being brought into the clinic where I was, covering the situation from all of them being shot by U.S. snipers and hit by bombs from warplanes. And, you know, because in war, that is always the population that suffers the most, the innocent, the unarmed, the people that simply get caught up in the crossfire. And watching that was really devastating. And I was watching that with a man in the clinic who said the same thing, that I was raised believing that the U.S. and the U.K. had people's best interests in mind, and now I don't believe that again for a second.
I wish Americans could go see the dead toddlers. At least go look at the photos online. I mean, dead babies, when they shoot their mouth off about, just kill every one of them Arabs. It's just so, they attacked us. No, number one, they didn't. Number two, our government destabilized that region by design and put radical Muslims into power as, quote, a counterweight to the Soviets. And number three, it's just the whole thing shameful, Dar. I mean, I have even though I fight this, I have a great feeling of shame, because I know America isn't perfect, but America's, you know, on average, been one of the best countries in world history. We really have been the good guys, and you're a fellow Texan. And now to see us involved in the dirtiest of sickening imperial dehumanization genocide operations, and I don't use those words lightly, Number one, I have empathy, and empathy, folks, is knowing something is happening to somebody else, you feel their pain. If I feel their pain, you know it can happen to you. I know my family's in danger when we've got a psychopathic government running these type of operations. I mean, why do these idiots think they're safe? Somehow there's a membrane between them and this government when this government's saying they can kill kids.
Right, and I agree. It's absolutely shameful what's being done over there, and it is affecting us all right now. And if that's not obvious to people, well, before too long, if things continue on their present course, they'll see that it is affecting them directly as well back here on the home front.
Do you ever feel ashamed?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, that's why most of the time when I walk around there, aside from just security reasons, I don't tell people I'm a citizen of the U.S. because right now where this country is a disgrace. And short of something closely resembling a revolution, if not revolution itself, I don't know what it's going to take to get it back on track, because right now it's as far off track as I can possibly imagine it being.
Well, you said it earlier. These are criminally insane people on power trips who no one is saying no to, and that they've just gone completely nuts in front of us, and we have a historical yardstick. This is what elite emperors and elite plutocracies always do. They go crazy, and they've gone crazy.
Right, that old quote of, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely is certainly what we're witnessing right now, that these people, it's very clear to them that they have a blank check. The media is not going to hold them to account. And until that happens, U.S. citizens, so many people still don't really see as clearly as they can what's actually being done in their name, so can't stand up to fight against it.
What about conscience? I mean, you know, they fool good troops who mean well to go along with this. Now 70%+ of the troops are against the war. I mean, I know they plan to have controlled chaos, order out of chaos, but it seems like Iraq's getting so bad and they can't have a draft on the home front, though they're trying to set it up. It seems like they may have overreached.
Well, I think without a doubt they've overreached, and that's why we see, even last week it came out that they're training people in the Navy and Air Force. They're giving them a 2-week crash course in combat training and then sending them over to Iraq. Well, that's not why these people join the Navy and the Air Force, and I think that's why we are starting to see more and more people go AWOL and more people stand up. And at the end of the day, the interesting question is going to be is what are these people going to do to fill those boots? Because even with the mercenaries over there, which is what they're using to avoid the draft right now, is paid mercenaries. Well, even that isn't going to be enough people. So what are they going to do when there's simply not enough troops? And again, especially once they do engage Iran militarily, they're going to have to do something pretty drastic, because they're simply not going to get enough soldiers.
Carry out a terror attack, claim Iran did it, have the national draft. Anyone who's criticized the government's with the terrorists has to be arrested. Emergency FEMA centers built. Houston Chronicle. We can see what they're going to do, Dar.
Yeah, it is. It is a pretty many potentially dark scenarios here coming up in the future. And I think the question is really not if, but when, because they're going to have to take some extraordinary measures to go into Iran. They can just do it.
You know what this is like? It's like being tied down to the railroad tracks and seeing the train coming, and then you're begging people to untie you. But you know they're tied down too, basically. And they just are smiling at you, going, no, it's good, it's good. That train's coming to love me.
Yeah.
Here's a better analogy.
Really,
they're volunteering to lay there. They're not even tied down. We're tied down. We're begging them to untie us and for them to get off the tracks, and they're telling us no, that the train's coming to love them.
Well, I think it's good just that more people get the urgency, and that's why I'm glad that you keep talking about this, because that's what every time I'm getting information almost daily from my sources in Iraq, then it's a dire, urgent situation that needs to be changed immediately. And, you know, that's, I think, the intention that we need to get out to people here in the U.S., that, you know, the time to act and do something to affect some changes right now.
You know, I would hope that the old line elite, who aren't perfect, they're definitely corrupt, would try to control the neocons. And they've been putting out signals like that's the case, but I really think they're just using the neocons for a larger agenda, and they're going to cut them loose later and blame them. This is so diabolical. Let's take a few calls. Before we do that, Dar Jamal, tell folks about your website.
Yeah, I have a website that I maintain with fresh information from Iraq, and it's darjamailiraq.com. It's DahrJamail Iraq.com.
And you also, we have a link over to your site at Infowars.com, but you've got a book coming out soon, and I want to carry it.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say soon. I'm certainly working on one. That's my main project right now. I'll have to let you know once I do, once it is in the near future, but right now it's still a little ways out.
Fantastic. Of all these calls here, guys, who's up first? Dan in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor.
Now, nice talking to you.
I'd like to go back about 16 years. I was an avid listener, too, on Chuck Harder, the Chuck Harder Show. And I would have to say probably hundreds of thousands tuned into Chuck, and he kind of covered a lot of these, the same things you've been covering, but in kind of a later date or an earlier date. Anyways, what I wanted to mention, one of the themes back then was kind of an America where our troops are overtaxed in another country. Something goes wrong here, and we have to bring in the blue hats. And you go back to 1990, and you just think that just was so far-fetched. So far-fetched that something like that could never happen. But,
sir, I saw UN General McKenzie, the head of UN peacekeeping, 2 days after 9/11 on Nightline, say, no, that's not true, it was 7 days after, it was the next week, say that they were going to use foreign troops in America while we were tied down in the war on terror, and they've signed agreements with foreign governments to do just that.
Well, what we see here now is just one war going on, and they're dipping into Navy, Air Force people. If something else happens, you just kind of wonder.
Yeah, look at what Bush is doing. They know they can't even subdue Iraq. They could have if they tried it first, but they set this up, and now it's out of control. And then now they want to go into Iran and Syria. Dar Jamal?
Right. It is. It's absolute lunacy. I mean, I think that's a very strong argument that it is certainly intentional because, you know, they can't even sustain Iraq right now, and let alone talking about any place else is total lunacy, and it is setting up very well for that scenario.
Well, Iran's 64 million, Iraq's 21, 22 million, and the Iranians had absolutely nothing and defeated Saddam when the U.S. pumped 30-plus billion in. You know, in the Iranian president's letter, he talks about you started a war against us, you overthrew us, you did all this stuff. Go ahead and finish up, caller. Sorry.
I wanted to mention to Dar and yourself, I talked to about a month ago or so where I live, a troop. He was serving Afghanistan and also Iraq. I'd say he was in his 20s. And he told me something, I don't want to say shocking, but it was kind of upsetting. We were talking about females in the Army. And the subject was, yes, they're in there, they're serving, and they were a driver. This particular gal was a driver of a convoy. And they have standing orders. If somebody gets out in the street, they have to run them over. And in this case, a child did run out, and she stopped. And the fellow I was talking to was part of a squad, and sure enough, people came out of the sewer or whatever and attacked these people, the convoy. Long story short, she gets reprimanded, or an Article 15, for not for stopping, but for endangering the rest of her unit.
Yeah, if there's ambushes going on, they should have armored units with the trucks to then deal with that, not run over the child.
Well, the point I want to make, I mean, let's just say you're in your 20s, you go over there and serve, and God bless, you know, the military, we got a great service, and I can understand the Army for doing that, because if they do stop, maybe half the time, it is something, an actual ambush. But the idea that you serve your country, go over there, and actually end up running over children, psychologically, I think that's going to affect.
No, I agree with you. Then we have the extreme of that, the trophy videos, where they just drive down the highway for fun, shooting cars randomly. Have you seen that video?
I've seen clips of it, I think, on your site, yes.
Playing Elvis music over it. Thanks for the call. I got to let you go. Dar, comments to that?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, and I think, you know, not to excuse when a soldier does break international laws, the Geneva Conventions, but it really just highlights the fact that the powers that be have created an atrocity-producing situation in Iraq, and that's what we have there.
Now, they
and any soldier sent over there is now going to be part of that.
Exactly. Listen, they fired a bunch of top generals who were neocons because they said we got to have 500,000 troops. I mean, they knew this was going to happen, Dar.
Right.
Well, it's unbelievable. We'll be right back with a few final calls with Dar Jamal. Stay with us.
The There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The globalists are experts in propaganda, public relations, mind control. They put our troops in a bad position, and then, well, we can't give up, we can't turn tail and run, we can't run up the white flag. We got to support the troops by keeping them there. You support them by bringing them home. In fact, if you hate the Arabs so much and want them all to die, fine, let them all stay there and kill themselves. That's not going to happen. In fact, all the major studies show if we pull out, things will get a lot better a lot quicker. And they knew that when the British were there, you know, 90 years ago. We're almost out of time. I want to jam everybody in. Everybody just gets a quick comment. Sorry to all the callers here, but I've got to move here. Chuck in Indiana, you're on the air with Dar Jamal. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I was just wondering, you know, if we're going to go and invade Iran like everybody's talking about, number one, who's going to finance this fiasco? And number two, where are all the boots on the ground going to come from to go over there and invade the country? We don't have any.
The globalists are going to carry out a terror attack, or if Iran doesn't attack back when they get attacked, then they're going to have a national draft. We're going to go to full militarization, and then the real Project for New American Century operation is launched by successive Pearl Harbor events. Dar Jamal?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is it's going to be a massive aerial bombardment, so they don't intend to put too many troops in there at the start. Now, where it goes from there is anybody's guess.
Yeah, then they'll claim it's a security zone and grab that western area that's got half the oil.
Well, I think that's a given, yeah, at that point. In fact, I've had some reports, I still need to corroborate them, but that there is already a troop buildup going on in southern Iraq with the border of Iran.
Oh, that's been in the mainstream news, Dar. You may have missed it.
Oh, that has. Okay.
There's been a buildup in Basra and other areas.
Right, yeah, right along the border. So, you know, and it, all the residents there are saying, well, this is exactly what we saw just before Saddam decided to invade Iran that way as well.
Well, Hirsch has reported, and it hadn't been denied, that U.S. Special Forces have been in there for a year.
Right, yeah, that and unmanned surveillance drones and things of this nature, without a doubt.
Anything else, Chuck?
No, one other issue I wanted to touch on. I don't think people have to worry about the government coming around and rounding up all the guns because they're drying up all the ammo. You can't get 7.62 by 39 millimeter anywhere anymore.
That's happening. That really is happening.
And, I've got many 308 rifles that I use for sport shooting and whatnot, and they're semi-automatic military-style rifles, and you just can't get the ammunition for them anymore. It's just gone.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Thomas in Michigan. I think that's all we have time for. Sorry to Bobby in Texas. Go ahead, Thomas.
How you guys doing?
We're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I do have a bit of slightly good news. There are, on my local college campus in Warrensburg, Missouri, there are some people, the college Republicans, who are waking up. I've been told that they don't like George Bush, but that group's been infiltrated by neocons as well. So there are people waking up, and they're realizing Bush is not conservative. Neoconservatism, that's an oxymoron. I think that this invasion of Iran's not going to happen because people are waking up way too fast.
Well, we're in a race. That's the point. Will America get untied from the railroad tracks? And I appreciate your call. Dar Jamal, it's always wonderful to have you on. Any closing comments?
No, my pleasure, Alex. Just thanks again for having me.
You bet. It's Dar Jamal, Iraq.com. Thank you so much for coming on with us. Before I close out this live edition, this Wednesday edition, be sure to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. On average, we're putting two weekly TV reports I do up on the site, in-studio video interviews, all 14 of my films, dozens of other films, all my best audio interviews, 15 cents a day, monthly subscriptions for $5.95. Get a yearly subscription, get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. And remember, your purchase supports this broadcast. PrisonPlanet.tv is a great activist tool. You can download all my films and distribute them that way on disc or pass them around to people online. Please take action. It's up to you. And I got the big 9/11 symposium with all these great speakers and guests. Go check it out at Infowars.com coming up June 24th and 25th in Los Angeles, California at the downtown Sheraton. Get your tickets now. 20% of the tickets are gone. Only 5 days into us launching this. It's 40-something days away. Get your tickets, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.